You will never be criticized by someone who's doing more than you. You will only be criticized by someone who's doing less than you. Good day and welcome to another episode of State of Mind with JB. Please sit back and enjoy today's episode titled Naysayers. In life, criticism will come from all angles, and mostly the people who criticize us are not the people who do more than us. You will never find someone who's doing better than you or that they are doing a lot criticize you. Like, the person who understands what you're going through will never come and criticize you. They will never throw anything at you because they understand what you're going through is not easy. You have to go through tracking yourself each and every day. Believe me, I also have naysayers in my life. But what do they do? They will bring or create a lot of doubt in you. Believe me, there was a certain period, particularly last year, I had some problems, not academically, but I was criticized. But you know, when I sit down and I look at myself, the people who criticize me, they don't know how it is to be me. They have no idea of what it is to be me and what I do as a person. But people, because we are people, we are opted to talk. They just talk and they feel like it's fine going around throwing criticism towards other people, because they don't understand that you are the person who you are meant to be. Those people who do not do anything, who are less below you, if they're opted, they're free to talk, because naysayers have little power over us unless we give them. Yes, sometimes if you're not expecting it, that criticism will draw you down. It will bring you down, and you will want to ask yourself how. It brought me down, to be honest. It created a problem for me. I asked myself, how come? But I started to understand that it's life. It happens. In a path where you start, you have to find who you are. There will be criticism which will be thrown at you. Because to find out who you are and figure out, you have to find out who you are and figure out what you believe in. Even if it's not different from what your neighbors believe in, and different from your parents believe in, and what is different from what your parents believe in, stay true to who you are. It's like I keep on telling myself that I have to stay on my own lane. Even if people can say my lane is the yellow lane, is the one which things move slowly, it's fine. They can put all criticism, they can throw each and every word upon me. I'll keep on moving on my own lane, discovering who I am and what I have to be in this world. It's simple for other people just to utter words which are sharp and which will obviously cut you and rip you apart. Finding out who you are isn't a simple task, but yet it's a journey. It's a long process in life. What makes it complicated is one thing. You will find people who are naysayers. Don't worry about what people say about you or think about you. I know it's not an easy thing. It's not easy to shade out what people say about you. Even if you tell yourself that you want to stay true to yourself, people always have an opinion about you, okay? Even if you say you're going to move forward smoothly without any problem and creating any issues for everyone, there are those people who will say no to what you are doing. There are those people who will throw words which are too much, which are not gonna be easy to block out. They'll make you to stay up at night and ask yourself, what should I be doing? Because they will eventually grow tired of saying naying you all the time. Because I understand that life is a journey which is very hard. It's a journey which is full of obstacles. And it's not us who create those obstacles, but the opinions and everything which people say about us around us, that is what creates the problem. Because if you tune out the naysayers and you tune in into your own courage and take a bold step toward the passion-filled life you really want, that's what you have to do. This is the word which Oprah Winfrey said: tune out the naysayers and tune into your courage and take a bold step toward the passion-filled life you really want. Believe me, you're not going to be dragged down by anyone in this life. You're not going to be brought down by anything but only people's words. They are going to keep on piling words and words. It's like a person once said to me, you will, when you get successful in life, half of the people, they will love you. Half of the people are the naysayers. They will hate you. Even if you never ever did anything towards them, they will hate you simply because you are daring to believe in who you are. You're not stopping on what people want you to be. People are opted to talk. You cannot stop, you cannot shut down what people have to say about you. But the fact that even whatever they're saying to you, you keep on moving forward, and you don't listen to the naysayers, and you keep on persevering, and you keep on moving forward, and you keep on being persistent, you keep on being consistent with who you are and what you want for yourself in life. That's when you get to see that in life, when you grow and you keep on moving, when you grow older, that's when you'll understand that enemies you do not create. Enemies, they just choose to hate you. People, they just choose for themselves that, know what, today I will hate on Blessing, or I will hate on JB. And you ask the valid reason: what did that person do to you that you decide to hate on them? And I'll say, no, JB or Blessing, I just don't like what they are doing. And you ask me, what is it for me to hate them? What do I gain in hating them? Nothing. There's nothing. I just hate them because they chose their life. Those who hate you are the people mostly who want to be you in life. They assume you are taking their path in life. Whilst they are sitting and seated back and doing nothing, while you decide to challenge your own life and challenge yourself to move forward in life. Because each of us must work to become a hard-headed realist. Or else we risk wasting our time and energy pursuing impossible dreams. Yet consistent naysayers pursue no less impossible dream. They fear and move towards nothing. They kill progress. How many secularisms build empires, great cities, or powerful corporations? Zero. Why? Ask yourself, why do people who would want to hate on you, who are naysayers in your life, ask yourself, what are they benefiting? What did they gain in arguing or fighting or being against you? They get nothing, because while they are angry at you of being angry, while you push yourself to be a realist in your life, to be real, they opt to stand in your way. They opt to speak bad about your progress in life, because they seem to forget that they're going nowhere when they invest themselves in fighting against you. You ask yourself, what did you do to them? You did nothing, but they are angry at you. They hate your progress in life because of one thing. You chose to be you. You chose to be real. Because those who hate others who are real are those who have nothing mostly. They have nothing to prove for themselves. Yet, because we cannot say it's a crime to speak about other people, we cannot say that it's a bad thing to criticize others. We cannot say that it's illegal to throw out criticism. We can never say such things. That's the beauty of life. While they criticize you and they keep on saying nay to your progress in life, they're hindering nothing. They're just making you to just fuel yourself and keep going. Your naysayers will always be there in life. You cannot run away from them, because in every position that you will be in, there have to be naysayers who don't believe in you. Those people who don't believe that you are qualified, who don't believe that you can do the work, and who also do not believe that you are who you are. Because believe me, in every position you will be in life, like it or not, there will be naysayers who don't believe that you are qualified. You went to university, or you worked hard and you taught yourself that you have to work hard for everything that you have in life, and they cannot believe the work you can do. And you know what's the best feeling? The best feeling is you have a special responsibility to prove them wrong. To prove them wrong, simple as that. Whether they hate you, whether they like you or not, just remember that in everything you do in your life, in every position you'll be in your life, whatever you do, even if you're just appearing, you have nothing, at home they bought you good clothes, you just look good, you're neat, you're proper, you're clean, behind a corner there will be naysayers who are angry at you just for you looking nicely, dressing nicely. They will be there angry at you behind the corner, saying tons of bad things about you. Your responsibility, believe me, that special responsibility which is yours, is just to prove them wrong. Step above whatever they're saying. Yes, you are in university. It seems tough. It seems a struggle. There will be people saying you will never finish that course. You'll never finish. You'll never graduate. The special feeling you have, the special responsibility, is to prove them wrong and go to the stage and graduate at the end, and you come back with your degree, showing them that you are not playing. Whatever they're saying, seated at the corner saying that you will never be successful in life, was someone who just chose to be a person with that special responsibility of to shut them out and make sure that you keep moving, you keep moving forward, you keep on prospering in life. That's how life should be. I can come here and say that you will not be successful. Who am I? My words are just being uttered. It doesn't mean that I have any power on what you can do. I don't know what you do behind closed doors. Because if you want to do something different, you are going to come up against a lot of naysayers. If you stand on your own two feet and you come with a different style, They will hate it. They will argue. They will utter whatever they want to utter. Stay true to yourself. Don't be shaken. Let them say whatever they want to say. Because if it's not naysayers, who will then be? Because that's how we move in life. Those who say nothing, something wrong about us, that's how it feels special. Their responsibility just feels special to prove them wrong and shut them up. Because consider the track record of your naysayers. How many dreams have they successfully brought into this world? Ask yourself, those people who say bad things about you, ask them or let them tell you or prove to you, how many dreams have they successfully brought into this world? Zero, nothing. They just hate it when other people prosper and while they are just seated there. That's how naysayers are. Because I'm one who also or just think that I really think at this point, the key to success is to have a vision that adjusts on the way, but does not at all flatter. It's not about comparison and following your God to a certain degree based on knowledge, instinct, etc. No. It's not all about listening to the naysayers. You have to develop your strength through adversary. You have to keep moving towards your goal through a huge obstacle. Huge obstacle, once it forms, there's a huge obstacle for you to do what you want to do in life. On top of that, it's added by naysayers. That's how when you succeed, that's when you see in each and every place where people get to go and motivate, where they say that behind a true champion, you will see them posting a picture, putting back different knives at their back, bows, blood, bleeding, everything. Why? Because those are naysayers. That's what they throw. They talk. And they make sure that they want to make sure that they will pull you down. Do what you love. Live fearlessly and take risks. Do not take no for an answer from anyone. Go ahead. Prove the naysayers wrong. Believe that anything can be possible. I believe in whatever you want to do can prosper. Because if you do what you believe in, you are happy to prove everyone wrong. Live fearlessly and always take risks. I'm always told by my little brother and sister, they say, don't be scared to take risks. They say in a funny way, they say, go out and take risks. They say, if you want to sell your books, take a risk. Okay? Do not take a no from anyone. That's what they say to me. And I thank those two, because sometimes you get lost in the puddle of what naysayers are saying. And then you'll find people who want to push you, who say, do not ever quit. That's what they say. Do not ever quit. Never quit. Never show anybody you are hating. Grind and walk through the cannon smoke. It will drive them up to the wall. You will always stay true to your own principles. You always believe in your gift. God doesn't make mistakes. When he presents someone with a gift like that, it is for a reason. Tell the naysayers, those who reject you, to drop dead. Who cares anyway about naysayers and what they want to do with your life? Because I think they can try all by all means, naysayers, throw negative comments, persuade people to hate you, and they can even say it in front of a group that what you're doing is worthless, is pointless. But try your best to move through all of it. Use whatever they're saying as motivation to add to that chip on your shoulder to keep on moving. One of the keys to success is an unflinching belief that there is no rules. Anyone who ever succeeded has gone on the premises, not buying established products, business or otherwise. The naysayers are inevitably left behind. Aim that shouts of it cannot be done and it shouldn't be done. I would say it's possible. Believe. Naysayers are all for us to have in this life, because life has always taught me that even if people can say whatever they want to say about me, even if they bring doubt to me, I have nothing to lose in my life, because I don't have to give up. There are too many naysayers out there who will try to discourage you. Just know that it's life. Just ignore them, because do not take counsel of your fears or naysayers. Put yourself in front and move forward. You will reach where you want to go, where you want to go. All the people throughout my life who were naysayers, yes, they will get you off, they will get you angry. And they got me angry. But they all, believe me, I am believing that they all gave me a favor, an angry ambition that cannot be stopped. And I look forward to find myself, because I get naysayers corner to corner. But believe this, whatever they say, it just gives me an angry ambition. Just one ambition that I can do better. Okay? The more I do better, it's like I'm not trying to impress them or win them over. No. They can keep on saying whatever they want to say. But one thing which fuels me and keeps me going is knowing that whatever they say, I block it out. But I can't close my ears. I listen. And funny thing, they can say whatever they want to say, but I keep on striving and keep on getting more energy to improve and improve and improve. Why? Because people are doubting me. People say I cannot do it. It cannot be done. When others say, yeah, you are truly who you are. Believe, keep on going. While naysayers are angry, they keep on saying, I just keep on doing. I keep on moving forward. I keep on improving myself. So I just have to say thank you to naysayers, because I keep on improving. People do say keep on going. And always remember that if you are successful in life and you keep on going, half will love you, half will hate you. That's how life is all about. Not all of them will say, yeah, congratulations. That's how life is. Some, they want you to remain at the bottom there, at the ground, suffering. Whilst you know you will push and you'll fight for a better life. I'm JB State. Never be too shy to express yourself. Thank you.